Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Abid El Hassan. That over there is Juju Gotti. That's Black Trey. That's Jason Madison. That's Big Jerv. We got a hell of a show. I don't even know what's on the agenda because I, in my mind, I want to start with something specific based off the last thing that was said before we started recording. Patreon.com/count the dings. That's where you get to the Patreon. You get the extra content, the rewatchingtons, the special edition Cinephobes, the Discord, et cetera, et cetera. Make sure you are locked in there. All right, let me jump right into it.
In the NBA, Dame, Amin, you in Miami often. Is it happening?
It's happening, man. It's just, when is it going to happen? It's going to happen before camp opens, but it's going to happen. We got one more week before media day for the Heat and for the Blazers. If it doesn't happen then, and I think it's going to happen at some point before like around December 15th. But the reality is everyone's hearing the vibes and the rumors that the thing is growing. As I've always said, it's never going to be a one-to-one deal. It's always going to involve other teams. So you see the latest are talking about TJ McConnell going to Phoenix, DeAndre Ayton going to Portland, Buddy Hield going to Miami with Lillard, you know, Duncan Robinson going to Miami, or maybe it's Duncan Robinson going to Phoenix, or maybe it's Caleb Martin. It's a whole bunch of Tyler Hero going to Indiana. So there's a lot of moving parts, but that's what it was always going to be, because the reality is it's not about the Heat don't have good enough stuff. It's just they don't have the stuff that Portland wants. So that's why you expand the deal and you see, can everybody get something that they like?
That's crazy. Exactly.
Y'all heard it from the pro. Go ahead, Jason.
And I was just saying, like, once I saw the other teams and things was getting involved in reports, I low key don't want it to happen, man. I don't know. It just seemed whack. Like, the whole thing is whack.
I mean, that's not a guaranteed win. You know this.
No, for sure. I'm just saying the whole. I love Dame Lillard, man. He's one of my favorite players in the NBA, but I hate how he went about this. Like, him starting the narrative around KD and the ring chasing thing.
That's the part I don't like.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a weird stain, you know, because it's like now you got that jacket on you as you the guy who called niggas out. But in the end,
10 toes down, the realest.
Right. And in the end, you want to jump ship. Like, you get it.
But I'm gonna tell you what's worse, Jason, is that he's still shitting on KD. Them niggas asked him,
yeah,
would you go recently. To Golden State? Yeah. Like,
and he was like, nah, not that one. I wouldn't have done that move. And it's like, bro, but you still pulling a move. So what's the difference?
To me, it's like it ultimately comes down to, man, it's not dog, ain't nothing wrong with it, man.
Hey, man. It's a part of the game, bro.
I still don't understand why niggas is still mad at K. It's been years. I get
it. It's funny because this brings us to the last topic, the rings versus the 50 mil. You know what I'm saying? But that's the question. And like, my nigga KD had the opportunity, which LeBron took the opportunity. I think anybody in their right mind takes the opportunity. And that's why I think Gilbert's perspective is so supremely flawed. Is like, you didn't take the opportunity, bro. Like, it was probably before you, but you wasn't thinking about shit other than the bag and saying, oh, nigga, I got 8 more years. I can go get another bag after I go get this ring, my nigga, which is what KD did. KD like, nigga, I got time. Well, I'm about KD to go run to get this fair. Ring.
To be fair, KD got the bag also. He didn't have to.
That's what I'm saying. You could get. Yeah. That's why I say his argument is extremely flawed because Gilbert could have did both.
But that was a unique situation, though.
Gilbert's
right?
Not there. Gilbert's not talking about KD. Gilbert's talking about the hypothetical of, like, for instance, would I rather be, you know, like, you know, it's not right because these guys are not equal types players, but like, would I rather be Robert Horry or Charles Barkley? Like, that's the ultimate comp that people always talk about. Robert Horry won 7 rings and made good money. Like, he made good money. Like, let's not act like this nigga was winning minimum.
But Gilbert talking about a nigga like Patrick McCall getting a ring and now being out and never got the bag and never seen it.
Well, no, but he's not even talking because Gilbert said what, like 50 million, right? He said 50 or what'd he say?
Yeah, he says 50 million.
50 million with a ring or 500 million with no ring.
No. Like, he's saying the question was, he made 170 through the course of his career. The girl said, would you have taken 120 with a ring instead of the 170? And he said, a ring for 50 million? Fuck out of here. And I'm like, like, because this is my logic behind that particular side of the argument. Nigga, your whole thing now is you want to be a talking head. You want to talk about the game and all this shit. And you're a shit talking ass nigga.
Right.
I think it would be, I personally think it would be worth it to you in particular to be able to tell niggas that you want a ring. Yeah, I'm a champ and I could talk about the game from this perspective. I was the top dog or one of the two top dogs on a championship team. And I could just walk to any room and pull that card out on niggas. I think that would be much just as valuable as a $50 million to him rather than him being him with the 170 making this soft argument about not being a ring nigga because you look soft.
So here's another thing. We didn't push in Steven Jackson's perspective, right?
Right.
Yeah. And he was love Jack. That nigga was lying. Love him. Cause Jack would take the bread over it all. Right. He would take the bread over it all.
No, I'm gonna tell you.
Jack competes. Don't get me wrong. But if Jack was never playing for the Spurs and he was able to bounce around and make the bread, Jack would not be saying that.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, noodle, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But I'm going to say this, but because Jack has a ring, he realizes, and this goes to Jason's point, probably in the moment, I don't know if he knew it in the moment, but he knows now, I can always end every fucking argument with, I got one of these, right? Exactly. I got one of these, and then that like fucking kills every argument people have. And so he said, I did it at the highest level. I played for the best coach ever. I played with the best power forward ever. I done seen the shit. You can't tell me shit. And if Jack had the same career and made more money, he could not say that shit, right? If he did, but this is the other part where I agree with you, Trey. Jack, the ring for Jack is in order to tell people, if you don't got a ring, then you're just a loser. You don't know what this shit is about. Much like the money for Gilbert is just to tell people you're broke asses, right? Mm-hmm. And if they flip-flop, them niggas would be supporting the new flip-flop.
The argument.
It was your crazy, broke ass.
The crazy thing for me is like looking in the comments of people arguing, and next thing you know, like motherfuckers like, yeah, that's why you gonna be like a Patrick Ewing losing ass nigga. I'm like, this is why we can't have this conversation.
But that's also another thing too, right? You think about a nigga that really tried it, really was nice. Nigga nice at what he did. He just, his water was cut off by Mike. Look, Mike cut off a lot of niggas' water,
but
bro. It's,
but even, forget about cutting off water. Like, yo, I'm sorry. If you're on that top 75 list, everybody shut the fuck up. You can't say shit to them niggas, ever. Man.
Right.
Barkley, Malone, Stockton, Ewing, like them niggas.
Mello,
Nash. Like, you can't say shit to them. Don't talk to me about, well, no. And that's where the Robert Horry shit always loses me. It's like, it's not that Robert Horry was one of the greatest power forwards and he won 7 rings but took a lesser role and took less money. It's that Robert Horry was just a nigga who fit in with shit was happening.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to take away from him. He contributed, he hit clutch shots. He was like a good rotation NBA player. But you cannot compare rotation NBA player with niggas that literally people spent decades after trying to find someone that look and play like you. Every time a 6'4 power forward walk in, niggas like, you can't have no 6'4 power forward. Some stupid ass nigga says, Barkley did it.
Exactly.
That, like,
if you want them, yeah, it's a different thing.
Or a 6'1 shooting guard. They're like, oh, Iverson did it. Like, Dog, it doesn't matter whether them niggas won or not.
Right, and Gilbert is more in the tier of like the Tracy McGrady's and like niggas who was really good and ran teams and probably could have made a move like Dame is making to put themselves in position to get a ring, but he didn't. He never did that shit, and he fucked up his own career doing some dumb shit. So like, let's not like forget about that, because he could have been a role player on a championship team, but he just didn't get there.
Gilbert could have been a star player on the championship team, but except for the fact that nigga was crazy.
Right. No, I'm saying he could have been an Andre Iguodala type nigga, like later in his career.
He could have been later, but I'm just saying even earlier in his career, that Washington team.
Right.
Them niggas was wild ass niggas, man. Yeah. It was Caron, Antoine Jameson, and a bunch of wild niggas. And Brendan Haywood. Like everybody else. Andre Blatch, fucking Nick Young, Gilbert. JaVale McGee, like them
niggas got a problem with me. They know where I be at 7 o'clock. Come see me at the arena.
The niggas was crazy. Javar's crazy. The niggas was crazy, man. Yeah. And you're like, Gilbert was zero part. That's why, like, a few weeks ago when they had that whole argument with McCants and Miko about leadership. Mm-hmm. Then they go, Gilbert said, I wasn't no fucking leader. Mm-hmm. I got there, I told Larry Hughes and Antoine Jameson, y'all handle this shit. Because he knew that nigga knows.
But also a lot of stars don't want to be leaders either.
Right.
But like, sure, but also what Gilbert was another level of that shit. Like we talk about stars. Anthony Davis don't want to be a leader. I get it. Like right. Or Kawhi doesn't want to be a leader. I get it. Then they want to show up, play basketball, go home. I don't want to inspire niggas. I don't want to like teach niggas. I don't want to hold niggas accountable. I just want to do my job. Gilbert was another level of that. It was like, I want to come and have fun and fuck with everybody and dare anybody to fuck with me. And but I'm not going to tell niggas what to do. Like, you can't win like that, man. And I say that shit all the time, nigga. Gilbert was one of my favorite fucking players, one of my favorite personalities. And motherfuckers were like, so would you want him on your team? Like, fuck no, man. I felt like Dave Chappelle in the Michael Jackson sketch shit, man. When he thought about, like, Michael Jackson made Thriller. There's no way he did that shit. So you would let your children get babysat by Michael Jackson. Ew! I was like, that's how I was, man. Like, I would never in a million years want Gilbert Arenas on my team. I think he is, like,
he's entertaining,
but he's funny as fuck. He's entertaining. He plays an exciting style.
Yep.
It's a very like fan friendly. Like if you just messing around watching basketball, like there's some niggas I always say, like, it's funny. The All-Star game shouldn't be the best players. The All-Star game should be the most entertaining.
The most fun niggas. The fun niggas.
Yeah. No, Nick Young should be in the All-Star game.
Why the fuck is big man in the game? Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, niggas ain't about to do nothing. I understand. Jerk.
There's one big man that just okay. There's two.
Yeah, there's a couple. There's a couple that got fun.
Ben Simmons and who?
Don't do that.
Yeah,
he said he's making a comeback here. He kept the receipts from the
Jerv, hold on. No, Jerv, did you hear what he said?
Yeah,
he said. Now, for those that don't know, Ben Simmons said, like, they asked him, like, if this shit doesn't work out in Brooklyn, would you want to go somewhere else? He said, the only other place I would want to be other than Brooklyn is Philadelphia. And he wants to return to Philly one day, Jerv, and, like, prove to you that, like, yo, it wasn't that bad. I could prove to you again, like, you should let me love you. That nigga was singing that Mario shit, man.
Shit is crazy, bro.
I'm good.
Yo, real quick before we get out of here.
Usher.
Have y'all seen... Oh, yeah, Usher in the Super Bowl. Yeah, shout out to Usher. Did y'all watch the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Not yet. It's on
Paramount.
Paramount. It's on Paramount. I watched that shit yesterday with my kids.
Yeah.
That shit is fire. Yeah, they lied. They did not market that shit well, because that shit came out in August.
Yeah.
And it's already out on streaming.
Bro, I was happy. I was like, should I wait to get a joint?
Sure.
Over here to watch it, or should I just watch it solo? So, but I'm like, I need to watch it ASAP. Because I heard great things.
Amazing. The story, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And the music, them niggas reached deep in the crates for the soundtrack.
Yeah.
They played that fucking De La Soul. Dum 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 dum. Like they played fucking Tribe Called Quest. They played
I think that was Tribe Called Quest.
Oh shit, I'm tripping. No, they played I Know I Love You Better. Da-na-na. Yeah, I was doing Can I Kick It? Yeah, that was that's Tribe Called Quest. Either way, the soundtrack, they played fucking Blackstreet. Like, I was like, yo, y'all must have had some niggas on staff. Because, like, dude, these are some deep cuts. And then I didn't know until the end this shit was written
Seth Rogen.
By Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, who's Seth and Evan that wrote Superbad, who them niggas is Seth and Evan, like, in Superbad, basically, that Jonah Hill and Michael Cera play. So, like, I was like, oh, that makes sense. And it, like, it brings me back to every time we get one of these franchise movies, let some cool niggas write that shit, man. Stop turning to these fucking stupid-ass industry people.
But let some cool niggas write that shit and let them write the sequel. Don't get us all hooked with the cool niggas writing the first one.
Did you see it? Jerv, did you watch it?
No, I haven't. I forgot all about it. I am going to watch it.
There's a cliffhanger for the sequel. I'm going to just, I'm gonna tell y'all, wait through the credits. They got an in-credit scene that fucking...
Wait, this isn't a series? It's a movie?
This is the movie, yeah.
It's a movie.
Oh, I thought they did a series. Oh,
no, no, it's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie that they put in the theaters. Like Amin said, in August, it was just out.
Oh,
like,
this is that one that was in. They came out over.
Yeah, so it's on Paramount Plus now.
Fire! Watch it with your kids. Watch it with your boo. Watch it alone. That shit is fire.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that shit out this week.
The clip that's going viral.
Yeah, I didn't even want to watch that clip because I don't like to get spoiled at all. Yeah, I saw everybody was tagging it.
It's not a spoiler at all, but it's just like, you know, like I watched a little, not making up, but like kind of like them talking about the process. And they said when they wanted to make this movie, they wanted to more emphasis on teenage than anything else. So they were like, yo, what are teenagers like now?
Yeah.
And so they made them. So this clip is. The kids talking up the turtles talking about they're gonna show up and like we can fit in and they start to go talking like New York kids right now talking about yo I got my puff on I got my Tim's on I got my bacon egg and cheese gotta get the Bev yerd and so April O'Neil's like yeah I don't think that shit's gonna work and them niggas just start saying random shit, the Bronx but bacon egg and cheese that shit is mad funny bro Yeah, man, check that shit out. It's on Paramount Plus now.
Yep.
I'm going to watch it today. Y'all sold me on it.
Okay. That's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions. Madam Motherfucker, shout out to Juju. Shout out to Trey. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to Jerv. A reminder, patreon.com/countthedings is where the Patreon is. Why did I want to say paidinfull.com? I have no idea. patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you get all that extra content. Shout out Usher in the Super Bowl halftime. I think that's the perfect pick. I saw some other shit they were having out there. I was like, do not have none of this bullshit. We want some real shit. So shout out to Jay-Z. I don't know if he's still doing that shit or did he just do that shit to get that cap heat off of him. But if you're still doing that shit, Hope, thank you for getting us Usher. Because that nigga puts on a show. Till next time, stay black, motherfucker.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
see what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.